This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. I'd like to welcome our friends over in Lansing, 1240 WJIM, the Big Talker, as well as the Game, 7:30 a.m. The Grillin' Guys are live and local in your backyard all over mid-Michigan. We're going to be jumping up into Traverse City here in a week or two. We just secured a deal up there. So we're growing. We're blowing smoke in your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. We are at the Mopar Muscle Classic, and it is my testosterone level is about tripled. I love motor cars. I'm reminiscing about going back to Royal Oak when I was a kid. Everybody up and down those streets, there were Challengers. My brother had his Super B. We brought a Camaro down there. I mean, we were constantly racing down Woodward, and this just reminds me of that same scenario. And, yeah, I just love the whole motor scene. It goes perfect with grilling, by the way. You know, muscle cars, grilling, good microbrews, which reminds me. We got this big fella sitting next to us here. His name is Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thanks for joining us, Chaz.
Oh, no problem, guys.
I see they herded you out of here when you drove up in that Ford truck. That wasn't a good move.
Well, I had to hide it around.
That's okay. It's all American, baby.
If you've not been to Schmoe's, Schmoe's is in Grand Rapids on the southeast side of town, corner of Patterson and 28th area, just about a block north of 28th Street. But Chaz is producing some of the best beer that we've tasted. And Chaz, what's new on the beer menu now?
Well, it's summer. And summer, usually a lot of people think about wheat beers. And the boss said, hey, we're going to do three wheats this summer. And so we came out with our traditional pickle tink. Well, I guess it's not traditional. It's a strawberry wheat ale. And we made that for a few years. Then we resurrected an old recipe that we haven't made in a few years, our Syrus, which is an unfiltered traditional German wheat. And you get the little banana notes and the clove notes and some wonderful things out of that that you expect out of those wheat beers. And then we also brought out a new one. I'm not sure whose idea this one was, but we pulled it out. And pulled out all the stops to do it, and that's the Rasmanian Devil. What we did is we made a wheat ale and infused it with raspberries. And I'll tell you, raspberries aren't cheap.
Yeah, but they're good.
Oh, they're really good.
I got to tell you a funny story, Chaz. I came down here to K&M Dodge last night with my big Goodwin smoker, my big pull tow behind, and I'm getting ready to fire it up because about 10 o'clock I had to throw a bunch of butts on, and I brought a six-pack. You gave me some of that blood red ale. So I brought a six-pack of that blood red ale down on a cooler because Tim Noyes, one of the fleet man, the fleet manager, one of the key guys here, he was going to be down here, and I wanted to turn him on to a good beer. I pull up, and he's just getting his cooler out of his truck, and he's got a six-pack of Bone Crusher.
Oh, yeah. Tim and I go way back.
It's not just for winter anymore. So we had a good laugh over that, and he told me your history. The brewing industry, the car industry, there's ties all over. You got to watch what you say about people. Fortunately, I was speaking well of you.
Well, now that we're all on the radio, everybody knows our secrets.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, Schmoe's Brewery can be found in your store. And it's got the labels are very cool. There's usually some kind of hot-looking chick on the six-pack or on the label, and they all work for Chaz, every one of those girls on the
six-pack. Now, Bob, you know, with you guys expanding out across the state into these new markets, I've heard Jop mention Ann Arbor and Kalamazoo and Lansing, and now Traverse City coming on board. I've got distribution in all those areas.
Wonderful.
So those people can find our beer up there as well. Just go down to your neighborhood bottle shop and ask for it.
We are very happy that we're going to Traverse City. As a matter of fact, I'm now positioned to say we're going to be on the big Superstation Heritage 580 WTCM Super Talker Traverse City next Saturday. And Job and I just might be up there.
Hey, next Saturday I'm going to be up there.
You are.
Glen Arbor, they've got a barbecue festival and microbrew.
You know what that means, Job?
We're done.
We're beer for the trip.
We're going to be there, yeah. Hey, what I wanted to do, Chaz, you were talking about kind of these American wheat ales, or the three summer beers that you put together. And what I wanted to do is pair up that with a little bit of food. And I've got a little reference piece here that I use because there's a couple dozen styles of American craft beer. And I just want to, I look at this reference piece, and the American wheat ales, they're best with light foods like salads, even sushi or some vegetable dishes as well. And I know that Bob has a couple vegetable dishes here that he wanted to break down for us. So what you got, Bob?
Oh, for the I'm going through my notes.
I'll tell you while Bob gets ready.
I've got some wonderful veggies. One of my favorites, of course, again, we're going to go back to balsamics. We're going to put a little EVO and a little balsamic on there. Eggplant slices. And again, we're going to go back to balsamics. We're going to put a little EVO and a little balsamic on there. And I like lemon pepper. Zucchini is a no-brainer. Max Folda and I from Tech Infrared travel all over the country. We do these zucchini strips, and we'll just throw them in a bag for about an hour. And zucchini strips, about an hour max. You want them nice and thick, and you can cut them diagonally. You can do slices or strips, whatever looks good.
What's in the bag with them for an hour?
Zesty Italian.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
Red peppers. We're going to do red peppers. You can do all sorts of different ways. You don't have to put anything on them, but you can put a little EVO and salt on a red pepper. Leeks, which I love.
That goes with beer.
Absolutely. Mine leaks.
You never own it. Only rent it.
Mine leaked out of my glass. You remove the deep green leaf tops and discard them. You trim off the roots and cut the bulb in half lengthwise. Score it with a little bit of EVO. There we go. This is a Shasta show.
Yeah, it is. It sure is.
Sweet potatoes. The trick here is to microwave the potato first, let it cool down, then peel them. That gets them soft enough, and then cut some thick planks. And I like throwing a little bit of butter. The butter-flavored EVO is good on those.
Yeah, that makes those sweet potatoes got just enough sugar and starch in them that they caramelize a little bit. They almost get a little crunchy. That's a really good flavor profile.
Yeah, fennel. Some people like fennel. I try to like it. It's about like as popular as bok choy. Bok choy is also popular. Not my favorite. I've been to Asia several times. That's just one plant I cannot love. I try. Corn. There's some great ways to do corn.
I did that with bacon. Yeah, I did that with bacon last couple weeks ago. I think I broke that down.
Looked pretty good. Todd put a mention on Facebook. He put a picture as soon as we gave him the recipe. Had that baby wrapped up. That looked very good.
Yep.
But an easy way to do corn is just to brush a little butter and EVO on it and throw it on the grill, and just enough to warm it up. Radicchio is another one. Portobello mushrooms. Randy, you love doing portobellos.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Portobellos are just those big brown mushroom caps, and you break the stem off them, and then I just grill those with a little balsamic, and I usually use the garlic olive oil on there, drizzle that on both sides, kind of paint them with it, grill it on a pretty hot grill, about a minute or two on each side, and just a great, again, that just a traditional balsamic, the 18-year balsamic with a little bit of that garlic olive oil on there. They brown up real nice, and they just taste fantastic.
Sweet. Chaz likes to grill up some portobellos, too. I know you've got a big smoker back there in your beer garden.
Yeah, I do the portobellos every once in a while. And the corn is one of my go-to favorites, and I do mine a little different. I soak the corn. I just trim it. I don't break the husk at all. And then I'll grill it. And when it's done, what I find is if you peel it back, and as the chef, you cut that thing into thirds, put it in a big bowl, and then dress it with a flavored olive oil or, you know, I've even used butter and margarita mix on there and a little salt. People go nuts over that stuff when it's those little finger-sized pieces that you can just grab that real quick.
You mean the dry margarita mix?
No. You mix it in like you're making a margarita. A little wet margarita mix, and you can splash the tequila in there.
No kidding.
And drizzle that in the butter sauce over the corn. It rocks.
That sounds really good.
It does, because it'd be a little bit tart with that butter. So that would
so
be good.
So you have to heat up that margarita mix to get it to mix with the butter then?
No, I just whisk it right in.
Uh-huh.
And the heat of the corn coming off the grill, that takes care of
everything. What would be your proportions on butter to margarita mix, roughly?
Oh, it's
just a hint to margarita mix?
Just a hint to margarita mix. It's real easy to overpower that.
Yeah, I would think so. That was the
thing I was going on. My good buddy Fink, he sent me a text earlier, and reminded me about the day we made our own margarita mix, squeezing our own limes. That was a lot of work.
Okay.
Yeah, a little easier just to buy a package and whip it up. But, hey, you've got to stick with us. On the 23rd of June, we're going to be down at the Fen Valley Winery doing their annual wine festival. That's down near Berrien Springs on the southwest side of the state. The Grilling Guys are going to be live down there, rocking it up a little bit. And, you know, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're all over the state, and we just keep growing because, you know what, barbecue rocks. Everybody loves to get out in their backyard and fire up their grill this time of year. We've really enjoyed you listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it too. And we'll talk with you next week where we're going to be adding in Traverse City. We're the Grilling Guys. Get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. I should have known this right.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.